Whenever I go to a saint, a sadhu, a saint, and I ask, I can see some people in the world doing the really wrong thing, and they are happy, quite wealthy as well, and people doing nothing wrong, but helping others, being kind to others, they probably finding some difficulties, struggling with their lives. And when I ask them, they always say it's a result of their good works in their previous world. If you believe in reincarnation,
the cycle goes on like that.
So how do we? Why can't I?
People due to their pious activities, they get opportunities for wealth, position, fame, and then they tend to misuse it.
So how can we discern, like, you know, how we can predict that if we, what's the, like, you know, proof that we will do the good work, we will get the good result?
Well, first of all, you have to understand what good is. People generally think that good means to get money, have a healthy body, carefree life, and not excess anxieties.
I consider as if you're not doing anything wrong or anything.
Well,
bad.
Everyone's in this mature world. Everyone's doing something wrong. There's no one not doing anything wrong. Just a question of degrees. Just to be in this material world and not surrendering to Krishna—that in itself is wrong. So we're all wrong, but it's just a question of degrees. The real thing is to act in such a way that we don't get born again. Otherwise, within this material world, sometimes we're in a so-called better position, sometimes in a worse position. Sometimes with a kinder disposition, sometimes with a meaner disposition. It goes on and on and on.
So then I wanted to ask, why God has created such kind of world? Like, it should be...
Well, it's like a prison. You may say, why does the government make a prison? The government makes a prison because there are certain people of perverted mentality who require to be reformed, and they're put in the prison. So this whole material world is like a prison. It's not a place for enjoyment. That's the illusion, that we think that this is a place for our enjoyment. It's actually a place of suffering. Everyone's suffering. The so-called happy person, they're not actually happy inside. No one's happy. Everyone's suffering. They all have fear of death. They all have to die. With all the money they have to leave it behind.
So if we surrender ourselves to Krishna, then you think that we will be happy?
Well, not I think, but we understand this from the Vedic literatures, that we are constitutionally part and parcel of Krishna. That is our natural position. Hare Krishna. Would you like to sit down? Give them some seats. Get another seat.
Yeah, you can sit there.
You can sit also. They're young men, they can stand. Can you bring one more? Is there any more chair there? Yeah, we are constituted. Our nature is to be part of Krishna. And Krishna means he's always blissful. He never dies. But in this material world, forgetting Krishna, we take on different bodies and identify ourselves as being something different from Krishna. So we're born, we struggle, we die, all forgetting Krishna. Then we get born again, we struggle, we die, and sometimes we think I'm very good. Sometimes we exploit others. Sometimes we have a relatively carefree life. Sometimes there's a lot of anxiety. But actually we're all suffering. And that, because we have to get born and die again. So when we're fixed up in our position with Krishna, in the spiritual world, beyond birth and death, then we can actually be happy fully.
So why, if God can do anything, why He hasn't created such sort of world that if you do anything wrong, you'll get a result instantly? So, you know.
Well, He knows how to manage the whole thing better than we do.
Yeah, obviously. But I'm just curious.
It's meant for our rectification. The material world, we're trying to enjoy it, but it's simultaneously meant for our rectification. Please take one. You can take one of these books, and we just ask people to give. Sorry?
I will pay. I don't know how much.
You can give £1, £2, whatever you like. You can give more if you like, but up to you. It's really a very excellent book. So yeah, the material world is designed to change. How much is that?
£10.
All right, I'll give you another book.
No.
Give one of those. You're together, are you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, Give one Glimpses. This isn't ours, actually. Someone plonked it down there. I don't know who put it there. Oh, actually, do you have this Krishna book?
No.
This we have to get £10 for. So if you just give another £2, I can give you that. That's the best book of all.
Okay.
You share it. This is wonderful. All the pastimes of Krishna. I can give you change if you like.
Okay, I don't have enough £12.
All right, then just whatever change you have. It's all right. We'll make it up somehow. All right,
sorry,
fine.
About that.
It's okay, no problem.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, if you wanted to go somewhere, I mean, you were going somewhere then.
Well, it's all right. I can stay a little longer if you have questions.
No, that was my question.
That's what we're here for.
You answered.
Actually, you see, I can give some answer, but these are big questions. I can give a short answer. This temple is not just a temple, it's it's a Vedic educational center.
Yeah.
You can enroll in courses here. Where do you live?
I live in Queensbury. Queensbury.
Queensbury.
Kingsbury.
Kingsbury.
Nearby.
Yeah. So you could enroll in courses.
Yeah, we come here every Sunday.
And they have
Sunday
courses.
Evening.
If you come a little earlier, you could take the regular course. In the course of a few months, over a few months, you can have like. Do you read Gujarati as well as speaking it? Do you read Gujarati?
Yeah, we are Gujarati.
I can understand when you're talking Gujarati.
Yeah. So my question is, you know, if we doing the wrong word, then why the God give the another birth to, like, you know, if like.
It's an ongoing process of purification.
But if somebody doing the wrong word, then why should the God give the another birth to rectify it? Like, why should we give the chance to as a human birth?
You can take a lower birth also.
But how can I decide if I do the wrong? Like if I go to
no, you don't decide. He decides.
No, that's what I said. If I do the good work, what's the guarantee to go for the like another human beings? And what if I
generally, if one does good work, he gets a human birth or higher.
And if I do the wrong
work, but if there's some mistake, you can also fall down.
Yeah, but if I do the wrong work, then what's the guarantee that I get the, like at least the human birth? Why should not I get an animal birth?
No, you will. You'll get an animal birth.
So how can we decide it? Like, you know,
we don't decide. He decides. Show the Gujarati books.
Gujarati.
That's nice you're speaking Gujarati.
You can understand Gujarati.
I can understand that you're speaking Gujarati.
You can't
I know Hindi and Bengali.
Oh, you know,
but you can't speak Hindi
and
any other language.
Hindi bolta hun. Okay, aap log Gujarati mein bolte hain wo samajhte ho lekin khud nahi bolte.
Where
am I from? From Hemel Hempstead. Just north of here. But I live in India.
Oh, you lived in India?
I was in Baroda. He's from Baroda.
I think I've seen him somewhere.
Yeah, probably here.
I don't know.
Have you seen him in India?
I live in India, Baba.
Okay, thank you very much.
He's getting a book, Gujarati.
Yeah, yeah.
Tame Gujarati che. So Gujarati pustak.
But I think he can read in English, so that's no problem. Is anybody there?
These are Gujarati books. If you like, you can take
it. You can read Gujarati?
Hardly. I can read Hindi. These small books you can give, you know, £1, £2, anything, what you like.
Sorry,
for 2 months. All right, okay.
Thanks.
You got a good deal. Gujaratis.
Sorry?
You got a good deal.
Yeah.
Three books for £2. Gujaratis always like a good deal. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.